Leanne, thank you so much for chatting to me this morning.
Hi, Alex.
So, first of all, what exactly is telehealth in this, you know, COVID-19 time?
Look, I mean, to put it simply, it's really, you know, a way of getting your health and medical care in non-face-to-face ways. So, you know, having a call with your GP by Skype or FaceTime or just by, you know, by phone.
And so is everyone able to access telehealth, or is it only for people who, you know, shouldn't be leaving home specifically?
Look, it is available for everyone now. I mean, it's been introduced in stages, and now, because we're all being told to social distance and keep physically distant, as you say, everyone can access it. So ranging from those who are anxious about, you know, losing access to their general health care because they're being told to stay at home. So they'll be able to contact their GP or their medical specialist or psychologist even and arrange, you know, a telehealth service. So that's a way for them to get their usual health care but still keep socially isolating and following the government guidelines.
Now, you've mentioned GP and psychologist, but what are some of the services that, what are some of the other services, I should say, that people can access?
The other services are things like e-prescribing. So, you know, as part of general health management, we know that many of us, particularly those of us with chronic conditions, need scripts for medicines. So that's another part of the telehealth or e-health spectrum. So GPs can safely, you can have a phone call with your GP. Your GP can electronically send a script to your pharmacy, and many pharmacies are now doing home delivery. So you can do all of that transaction, not having to see or have contact with a person. And that's really good in these days of social isolation and physical distancing.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, God, crazy times. I never thought that home delivery scripts would be a thing. Now, looking at how do people actually access telehealth, is it as simple as just grabbing a number from your doctor? How do you do it?
Look, I think basically you'd be ringing your doctor and saying you'd like to do a telehealth consultation. And these days, I'm sure they're even offering it. I don't think you do even have to request it, particularly, you know, they might run you through a few questions when you ring up because it's in their interest not to have people sitting around in waiting rooms unnecessarily too. And then I think it'll really vary practice by practice about what means they use. So some of them might just phone you, some of them might do FaceTime, some of them might do Zoom. It sort of depends on, you know, what platforms they're using and what platforms you've got, but I'm sure they use multiple platforms because, you know, we're all using different things, aren't we?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, it changes from person to person and for me as well, even from interview to interview.
Yeah.
Now, lastly, I just wanted to ask, I mean, I feel like this is a young person kind of thing. A lot of us are quite unfamiliar, or if not unfamiliar, a little bit scared about picking up the phone and calling people. And, you know, when it comes to your health as well, it's such a personal thing. Do you have any advice for people who might be a little bit anxious about using this service?
Look, I think we're used to it in other parts of our life. You know, it's all about, I mean, I suppose my advice would be to think about it as Medicare at home. You know, we do a lot of transactions these days, and you know, certainly older Australians do, don't they? Shopping online for convenience and getting their groceries delivered. It's all part of that spectrum, and it's part of our new way of living. So think of it as Medicare at home, and, you know, talk to your GP practice. You're the receptionist, because GPs are our main gateway into the health system, about what to expect. Have a look at the government website. But I think, you know, most people will be, you know, once they do it once, will probably never want to go back. And that's the other point. The other benefit with these measures too, these telehealth measures, are that they all are required to be bulk billed, which I think is another important thing for people to understand.
Yeah, and it will take a load off a lot of people's shoulders.
Indeed.
Yeah,
indeed.
We head into this economically challenging time as well. Hey, Leanne, yeah, that's all we've got time for, but thank you so much for chatting to me this morning.
Cheers. Pleasure, Alex. Thanks.